Hello, guys.
Phenomenon. Cold dink.
Welcome to Life's Deceit with Jen Simpson. I'm your host, Jen Simpson, a multi-talented author, writer, publisher, transformational speaker, entrepreneur, and senior law clerk. Join me on a captivating journey of self-discovery. My podcast is your haven for healing, success, and crucial conversations. Together, we'll explore self-honesty, accountability, self-realization, and the path to self-belief and self-love. My goal is to make you feel safe, welcomed, and motivated to enhance your life. We are breaking generational cycles, making positive changes, and having a blast along the way. So grab your drinks, get comfy, and let's uncover the truths that empower you, transform your life, and help you find your purpose. Ready for this adventure? Welcome to Life's Deceit. I'm Jen Simpson. Welcome back to Life's Deceit with me, your host, Jen Simpson. How are you guys doing? Guys, before we get into this short video, guys, I just want to say thank you guys for following. Thank you guys for subscribing. Thank you guys for leaving comments. Thank you guys for interacting. Thank you guys for watching the videos. I am so humbled and I feel extremely blessed. And you know, the first milestone that I reached, that I realized last week, was 10,000 views in 5 days. And I was like, wow. You know, when you start YouTube, I don't think anybody's really honest and they tell you it's a challenge. It's not as easy as, you know, it looks or it sounds. You got to put in a lot of work. And I was consistent. I really tried to stay consistent even on the days where I wasn't feeling well. I had work. I had so many things going. I really tried to make sure I stayed consistent and delivered real content. I'm going to kick it up a notch. But 10,000 views. Thank you guys so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you guys so much for watching, tuning in, engaging with me. I really, 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 really appreciate it. And then I woke up this morning and I realized, guys, I hit 2,000 subscribers. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys for your support. I really genuinely appreciate the support because, you know, when you're doing things in life, you expect the support to come from family and friends, and it won't always come from family and friends. Your biggest supporters will be people that you don't even know, people that you've never met in your life that just gravitate to you. They received the message. They needed the message. You know, people that are on this change journey, breaking generational cycle, pivoting. And I really, really am grateful and honored. Another thing this morning that I woke up to, guys, 7K. My video with Tashay Star, my little baby, my little niece, hit 7K views. And I really want to thank you guys because, you know, when you're doing content, it requires a lot of work. It requires a lot of thought. Okay, what am I going to put out? I got to be intentional. I got to be smart. I got to be, you know, giving things that I know that I experienced that I can talk about and not just pulling things from the air and making up stories. And you know, that episode for me really resonated with me because I didn't expect that doing that interview with her, I was going to build such a great bond with her. And I really love her and her mother. And I love you guys. I love, 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 love you guys. Thank you so much, guys. I just want to say, please continue to support. Leave your comments. I love reading your comments. I love engaging with you guys. I love, you know, figuring out what you guys like, what you guys want to see. Let me know. Tell me, guys, what content you guys want me to, you know, do, touch on, what topics you want me to talk about, questions that you guys may have. I am all ears, all eyes, and all mouth and heart. So I'm really, really excited about that. I'm humbled by it. I don't care if it is one person that views the video. I know that my message is getting across and that one person was moved by my message and it will travel, and it's traveling, and I want to thank you guys. Secondly, please click the like button, continue to subscribe, continue to stay tuned, and see how I'm going to pivot, because I'm about to pivot, about to change things up, I'm going to do things. See, did you guys like my hair? Please leave a comment. I did it myself. I haven't braided my hair in a few years. I always used to braid my hair when I was younger. I think I told you guys that I was all about hair when I was in high school. And last week I said to myself, girl, you're getting boring with your hair. You're just doing the one short pixie style and the little waves. Let me add some braids in this. And I put a little bun back there. How do you guys think about it? I hope you guys like it. Tell me how you feel about my hair. I'm trying new things. I should have added a little bit of color, but I didn't. But next time I'll add some color. Maybe some blonde, some blue, spice it up. Definitely not pink. I think pink is gonna be too much for me. But who knows? Maybe I might add a couple of strands. So guys, I just want to say happy Women's Month to all the women out there. Whatever season you are in your life, your careers, what role you play in other people's lives and yourself. Happy, 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 happy Women's Month. I hope that you guys remember to treat yourself kind this month. And not just this month, but all throughout the year. Pamper yourself, do some fun things, connect, network, reach out to other women and go to their events. Go to events, connect with them, collaborate with them, go out for dinner or, call over a couple of girls and you guys cook together. Have a glass of wine. If you don't drink wine, there is sparkling wine, which is non-alcoholic. You can make fun drinks and just unwind with your girls and, really bounce ideas off of each other. Go down memory lane, remember the things that you've gone through in your life and where you are now. Women's Month is a month for you to really celebrate yourself, from your tender age to your growing, your becoming, and who you are now. Appreciate it. You are a strong tower. I don't care what nobody told you in the past. We are unwriting those things and we're rewriting ourselves, our stories. We're letting God, guide us in that journey and we're adding some sprinkles and some sparkles and some greatness to it. Happy Women's Month. Happy, happy Women's Month. I appreciate you all. You guys are, the real supports for the people in our lives. And this month, I'm going to be celebrating some women. I'm going to have some women guests on the podcast to talk about what we go through as women and how we stand strong, how we have our big, broad backs and we take everything on the chin and we forget about ourselves and really healing and going through the process of, am I okay? Or am I just pretending like I'm okay? Because as a woman, that's what you're supposed to do. Just continue going through the process. Next topic that I want to touch on, which I'll be touching on soon. I just need to collect my thoughts and, will be the Bob Marley movie. Guys, I went to go see the Bob Marley movie, One Love, with my children and my fiance, and the kids absolutely loved the movie. They loved it. They loved the music. They loved the culture. They found out a little bit more about the culture and Bob Marley. My son had so many questions. Mom, Bob Marley's dad was white? Because a lot of people don't know that. There are some aspects in the movie that I really want to touch on, and I see a lot of comments and things coming out about, some people saying that they're not going to watch the movie because Bob Marley was a womanizer. And, people said in comments that what he did to Rita, they don't like him for that. He was a wicked man. I don't care about his music. And one thing I want to say is, especially in the Black culture, us Black people, and I can speak from a West Indian stance as a Jamaican, Black people, we are unforgiving. Straighten my shirt before you guys come and attack me here. We are so unforgiving. We will hold things against each other and we don't give each other enough grace. I've been talking about grace for a while now. I've been talking about giving my parents grace, giving each other grace and understanding that we go through some things that we don't even speak about. We go through some traumatic things in our life that we don't speak about and nobody understands. And then we react in a certain way and automatically people start labeling us. And I feel like that is what's going on with the Bob Marley thing. We heard about one aspect of his life and we took it and we judged him by it. But we forget about all the great things he did, all the great things his music did. His music literally still shakes the earth. It still has an impact. His music created a pivot, a shift. It disturbed some people, it disturbed some things. Because guess what? when you're on this path of changing the world or changing, you know, some toxic generational things that are going on, you're going to cause a disturbance for the people who are okay with it. The people that are okay with it and don't want to see that change. And that's what he did. And a lot of people don't want to acknowledge him for the things that he did. They want to just remember, okay, well, he had multiple women. He had kids with other women. But I've learned over, and you know, people, oh, you're young, but how are you so knowledgeable? I've learned over the years that you got to separate the person from their actions. And you got to separate the person from their lifestyle. Because just because a person is, for example, a police officer, doesn't mean that they're not a good person. Doesn't mean that the person didn't become a police officer for the right cause, but because of everything that's going on within the police society, every police officer is judged. Every police officer is seen as bad. But that one police officer really had the intention to try to change, but they didn't know what they were up against because all they had the intention to be, okay, I'm going to become a police officer. I'm going to go in and I'm going to change this. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to do that. But they have to report to somebody. And it's a long road that you have to fight. When you're living in purpose and moving in purpose and you're doing God's work and, you know, you have an assignment, a calling on your life, you may only have one person that stands with you and five that are against you, waiting to attack you, waiting to tear you down. But you have to keep standing. And that in the movie was something that I learned. Regardless of what was going on, regardless of who was tearing him down, regardless of how many times he just wanted to give up, he kept going because he knew that the messenger had to become the message. Sometimes the messenger has to become the message. For a greater cause. And to watch my 13-year-old and my 9-year-old be able to pick up on the parables in the movie made me feel so good because it means that they're aware and they're paying attention. I've seen so many people say, okay, well, I wanted to see more in the movie. Of course, the movie could have had more. Could have had some more details. But remember, you're not on the back end and you don't get to see why there wasn't more. What if there wasn't somebody that was there to tell the more? What if they knew that if they told more, there'll be a lot of controversy? There'll be a lot of legal battles. Because right now, I saw somebody, don't know who she is, but I don't want to talk about that right now. I want to go into it deeper in a different episode where you guys can engage with me. One of the individuals that, you know, they referenced in the movie, their child came out and said, well, that's not who her father was. They lied. So right there, you see, the movie already caused friction. So we tend to judge and we tend to want and we tend to make our own assumptions and we're human. We're going to do it. But do you guys think it's okay to judge somebody based off of one incident, one aspect of their life? Because I'm not perfect. I mean, I'll give you an example. I had children before I was married. And I used to go to church 3 to 4 times a week. And there were girls that were my age. And I used to hear them whispering behind me when I was pregnant with Leia. Oh my God, she's pregnant again and she didn't even get married? And literally, like, I shrunk on the inside. And while I was shrinking on the inside, I was telling myself, you can't let them see you shrink on the outside. You can't let them see you shrink on the outside. You know who you are. And you know God loves you. Don't let them make you believe that you are unworthy of God's love because you had 2 children out of wedlock. Now here's the juicy part. After I heard those comments, I was afraid. I no longer wanted to go to church. I felt so ashamed of myself. I would wake up and look at myself and said, why did you do this to yourself? Why did you do this to yourself again? And then I started to pick at my partner. Why won't you marry me? You need to marry me now. Although I knew I wasn't ready for marriage, I was almost trying to force him to be ready for it. And we weren't ready for it. Were we ready for a baby? No. Did it happen? Yes. Did we dominate? Did we become the best parents ever? Yes. But half the times, things that happen in life, we're not always ready for it. It happens. It happens, right? And we learn how to navigate with it. We learn how to grow with it. Now, when I didn't want to go back to church, mornings I would wake up and I'd be like, I'm not going to church. I'm not going to church. They're going to make fun of me. They're going to talk about me. I found out later on that one of the girls that were talking about me was already 5 months pregnant, and she had a private wedding in the church on the weekend so that nobody would find out that she was pregnant out of wedlock. So sometimes people will judge you, but you don't know their story and you don't know what they're doing behind closed doors. Don't allow anybody to throw you off your path and make you seem like you're not worthy, you're not valuable, and you're a nobody because of a season in your life. We all go through seasons in our life, and it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be some grimy stuff. That's okay. People can say whatever they want, but they don't open those doors for you, and they don't close those doors. They don't open the gates of heaven for you. Only God can do it. So I see all these comments about Bob, and he was a very religious man. He was a good person. He had a good heart. But he had multiple women. And that automatically made people judge him, judge his character, and judge who he really was. So I want to know, do you agree? So guys, next time I'm going to dive in more. My next episode, I'm going to dive in more into this, how people are so unforgiving and they'll just write you off without even knowing your story. They just judge you based off of one situation, one circumstance in your life, and they don't even know the real story, the whole story. They didn't even get time to know you. They just automatically, nowadays, you just go on social media and you form your own opinions of people. Form your opinions of me. Do you like my hair? So, guys, I want to thank you all for subscribing. Thank you guys for leaving comments. Thank you guys for liking. Thank you guys for watching the videos. I am truly, 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 like I said before, I'm humbled and I'm honored and I feel blessed because, sometimes you get discouraged and you're like, am I doing the right thing? Should I keep going? Should I keep recording? And anybody who wants to start a YouTube, start it. It's okay. It will grow. It will grow and you will attract the right people to your podcast. You will attract the right people to your YouTube channel. You don't want to attract people that aren't engaging, people that are just there just because they want to watch, and or people that are just there to just talk. But people who really understand and they agree with your message and what you're doing. Don't pay attention to the numbers. Pay attention to your growth. I believe that when I first started, I was a little bit more shy, honey. I didn't really know what I was doing, but now I'm okay. I'm comfortable in what I'm doing. I'm comfortable in my own skin. So do what you're doing. Focus on you. Learn, 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 and be prepared to unlearn and soak up information. Find resources where you can learn. Even if you can't afford, there are free resources you can go on to learn how to do YouTube, podcasts. Find people who are going to be willing to give you information and the real knowledge. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in again with me, your host, Jen Simpson. Please don't forget to subscribe, like, and leave a comment. Until next time, I'm Jen Simpson. Bye. Mwah. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's an honor having you give me a listen. Stay connected with me on social media and be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Your feedback and support mean the world to me and help spread my message of empowerment to even more listeners. This is Jen Simpson, signing off. Take care, stay inspired, and remember, you have the power to transform your life. Goodbye for now.